Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study on prayer, we were taught that we should not put trust in our pastor, but in the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Don't criticize your pastor, especially if you have not prayed for him. Actually, criticism of the pastor should be made directly to him and with scriptures to back up your accusations. Okay, number four. Pray that the pastor will have godly wisdom for counseling people as they come to him with their problems. Now, godly wisdom comes from the Bible. There is a worldly wisdom. That's not what is needed. Psalms 119, verse 24 states, "Thy testimonies are my delight and my counselors." Now, testimonies is speaking of the Word of God. All counseling must be based on the Word of God. The pastor is not one who works out compromises in order to make peace when those compromises go against the Word of God. For example, in Matthew 10, 34 through 38, we again read the words of Jesus Christ when he says, "Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and his daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and that he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me." Well, that tells us that Jesus Christ is a great divider, is he not? The faith is not to be in the pastor. Rather, the counselor should show that the counsel is from God. A counselor is merely a messenger. Matthew chapter 10 focuses on the home. How many had lowered their standards about their children when they were going the wrong direction instead of standing for Christ? That means they loved their children more than they loved Christ. The pastor will not always be liked for his answers if he gives God's answer, which is exactly what he is supposed to do. So pray that the pastor will have a quick recall of the scriptures as they apply to the situation so that he will be ready to use them in counsel. Again, we must pray that the pastor will be sensitive to the Holy Spirit in these things and not compromise God's word in any area, no matter who it is, whether it's the big money giver, whether it's a close friend. He must always abide by the word of God. And God's word, as God's son, is a divider. Okay, number five. Let's pray that he will have with that wisdom a gift of administration for decisions to be made, which affect the church spiritually and materially. Now, God's desire is that the local church be stronger this year than it was last year. Our strength, that is our spiritual strength, should continue to grow, while at the same time giving ourselves to disciple new converts who have little strength. Now, in our church, we have the Building Blocks book and the local church fellowship books that, by the way, are free on our website. All you got to do is go to our website at centralbaptistocala.org. If you look down there in the left-hand side of the page, you'll see building blocks, and you'll also see church fellowship there. And those are absolutely free and good teaching, Sunday school teaching material, as well as discipleship material. We encourage you to use it. Now, these are things that can be used to take people under your wing and disciple them. Now, in your prayers, remember, the pastor often makes decisions on things that will affect your church. We want to be stronger spiritually with greater knowledge of the Word of God and more holy and righteous this year than we were last year. And we want to be even stronger next year than we are this year. We want to develop witnesses for Jesus. We also want to be stronger in fellowship, that is, in partnership with God. We're labors together with God, 1 Corinthians 3:9 says. So we need to see ourselves as a fellowship working with God. And so as we see His local church, we also see that it is His local church, and therefore, there's a call of God upon each of us to do our part to be the best that we can be, while always seeking to improve our spiritual life and our fellowship. We want the church to be stronger numerically. It takes more people to pay the bills and to expand the work of worldwide missions. But we also need to take care of the buildings, the grounds that God has provided. It's a testimony to make your church look the best it can be. Repairs and improvements are always needed in the physical realm. So pray diligently for God to use the pastor in these things that the church may be stronger spiritually, physically, in fellowship, that is, in partnership, and financially. Okay, number six, pray we will have the perceptive understanding to be able to discern the deceit of the devil and his false doctrine. Pray he will be able to articulate it in such a fashion to help God's people to clearly see the error. Pray also the pastor will have the spiritual perception to know the spiritual needs of the church as God would have it and be God-directed in preparation of messages. In other words, pray that he will have a gift of exhortation and articulation of God's word accordingly. Now, that's long, so I'll say it again. This is number six. Pray that he will have perceptive understanding to be able to discern the deceit of the devil and his false doctrine, and pray that he will be able to articulate it in such a fashion to help God's people to clearly see the error. Pray also the pastor will have the spiritual perception to know the spiritual needs of the church as God would have it, and be God-directed in preparation of messages. In other words, pray that he'll have a gift of exhortation and articulation of God's word accordingly. Now, the devil deceived many, for example, with promise keepers, the emerging church, psychology, philosophy, the world contemporary movement, the marketing schemes of modern church growth. They're also deceitful. Therefore, the Holy Spirit needs to speak through the pastor to articulate it very well in order to help God's people avoid the error. Now, John chapter 3, verses 19 through 21 is interesting in this respect. It's something to think about, because we get the idea that if not everybody responds to us positively, it's because we are evidently doing something wrong ourselves. Well, listen to John chapter 3, verses 19 through 21. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Now, was there something wrong with the light? Because if the light was more positive, men would have liked it. So it couldn't be men's fault, it's the light's fault. Well, who is light? Jesus said, I am the light. Now you're finding fault with Jesus Christ, you see. Verse 20 says there in John 3, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Why will people not go to a church that preaches the word and calls sin, sin, and right, right? Because they don't want their deeds reproved. They want to hear that preacher says, no, you got liberty to do all these things. And they turn the grace of God to lasciviousness, which is an evidence of the last days before the rapture. But he that doeth truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. And so, not everybody chooses the light, but they who do find it to be a great and wonderful blessing. Now, so not all will heed God's warnings and instruction. They also need to pray for the pastor to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit in order to articulate what God wants the church to do spiritually, as well as each Christian individually through the medium of preaching and teaching. Now, this study that we're doing right now is an example of that. We have worked to make this study such that when people come to it, when people hear it, it instructs the church and our church, and it helps them to grow together. And so here it is helping the church through the medium of teaching how to pray and to what to pray for, and then how to apply it not only as a church, but to your life individually. And so as we give these things out as how to pray for your church, you also see that this is how you ought to pray not only at church, but individually in your home. See, that's what Ephesians 4:11 through 13 talks about concerning the local church. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting, that is the maturing of the saints, equipping them for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. See, a lot of times people stop at the word unity and that's it. Unity for unity's sake. Well, no. We come into the unity of the faith. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.